Hello, this is John with Saul's message for Friday, October 21st, 2022. Today he is talking about the need to just be. What God creates is eternal and unchanging, and he created you. All of humanity is right now moving very positively toward the collective awakening, so celebration and joy are totally appropriate as you become aware of more and more positive indications that this is happening. It is an unstoppable process that has been divinely created to direct you toward the love path that will assist you greatly in strengthening your faith. Faith that God's will for all of his most wondrous creation is that they live in peace, harmony, and joy in every moment of their eternal and most glorious existence. You are all glorious beings, and your existence is a glorious expression of the love in which Mother, Father, God holds you in their eternal and divine embrace. You have never left this state. It is the only state that exists. But by your individual free will choices, you are presently experiencing the totally unreal state of separation from your source, which you constructed eons ago, i.e., just a moment ago. This experience is now coming rapidly to its end because you have collectively chosen to terminate it now, as you knew you would eventually choose to do when you constructed it seemingly such a very long time ago. The time for the unreal, the pretense expression of separation, of unworthiness, of sinfulness, of judgment, conflict, and fear is over. Awareness is growing very rapidly that there is no judgment and no punishment. Mother, Father, God, Source, Infinite Wisdom, loves all of her divine creation intimately and passionately with a love that is totally beyond your human comprehension, because it is infinitely vast and infinitely inclusive, and because it is one. Within the one, all of creation exists in perfect harmony with itself, expressing itself in infinite individual articulations of its most glorious self. What an inconceivably uplifting, inspiring, exhilarating, and jubilant state in which to eternally participate. Oneness with our source. The constant and unending outpouring of love, all that is recognizing and honoring herself in each and every one and in every moment, now and always. You can experience the joy and the bliss of this right now if you will go deep within yourselves, quieten the egoic thought processes that seem to arise and flow continuously and vociferously through your minds, filling them with what-if scenarios that are extremely unlikely to occur. Having quietened into that deep state of peace that is always with you, that is always available to you, invite God to fill your hearts with the knowing of him and the awareness of the love with which he is embracing you, and allow, this is essential, allow yourselves to feel his presence. It will be brief because your physical forms were not made to hold such intense energy, but it will be astonishingly powerful and utterly unforgettable. Any doubts you may have about the existence of God will be gone permanently as you come to truly know yourselves as the magnificent divine beings that you are. And that can never change. What God creates is eternal and unchanging in its magnificence and glory. And he created you. You are incarnate now to remember who you are by awakening, and to assist the human collective to awaken. That awakening has occurred already. Humanity has just chosen to remain temporarily unaware of reality. Your task as a human in form, at this most uplifting juncture in humanity's remembering of itself as one, is to encourage and intensify the sense that is arising in others that there is no way that life can ever be terminated, because it makes no sense. The realization that human death is but a transition is becoming clear. and the majority of you are incarnate here right now to just be. Just being, being the love that you are, and freely and constantly acknowledging this divine truth by living it is the pre-incarnational task that you set yourselves. There is no need to tell people what you have realized, even though it may well be an amazing experience for you. All that you have to do is live from your hearts. This allows love to flow through you far more powerfully and intensely than it did before you came to this wonderful realization of the complete and utter impossibility of you ever, for even a moment, being separated from Source. By holding the intent to live lovingly in every moment, you allow the light within you to shine forth ever more brilliantly, so that it bathes everyone with whom you interact in even the briefest and seemingly most insignificant manner in the love of the divine oneness that each and every one of you is and have been without interruption ever since the moment of your creation. You are all here to be. Yes, I am repeating myself, because it is absolutely essential that you come to the acceptance of your true nature as perfect and beloved children of God. Any sense of sinfulness, unworthiness, of needing to be holier, more spiritual, more like the saints and mystics you have learned about and honored throughout your lives, before you can even think of approaching God, is totally invalid. As you have been told time and time again, you are the eternally beloved children of God. The eternally beloved children of God. That has never changed and can never change. Therefore, honor yourselves as God does. Until you start allowing yourselves to do this, you cannot truly honor others, those with whom you are indeed one. Know that you are loved. Relax into that knowing. Accept the truth of it, and then, as you maintain the intent to live lovingly in every moment, your energy field of love, as you live your human lives, expands massively to embrace everyone you know, everyone you think of, everyone you interact with, thus further empowering the collective awakening process. You chose to be incarnate now to do this, and you are doing it. However, by paying attention, by being mindful that you are extending and sharing the love that you are, you most beautifully intensify the collective awakening process, and this is what is needed right now. Trust the power of love that flows through you constantly, and allow it to guide you in every moment of your most mindfully lived day. With so very much love, Saul.